Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Introduce a little anarchy.
Make
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Catrice. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is Thursday. You know how we do. You know how we do. I'm late, you know. I'm chilling with the family. Hold tight, hold tight. What's up, Miss Sipper Red? How you doing this evening? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lynn, and also got Nikki on the horn.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Nikki. How y'all doing this evening? Y'all full?
Yeah, yep. Pretty much. And drunk.
Yeah. Hey, but that's the way we're supposed to be.
Right.
I thought TL was going to hook up the best of Catrice for me, but I guess he's full, too. That's why I wasn't on the show, because I thought it was all taken care of. If I realized I had 30 minutes of dead air, I would have been on here. You know, when Miss Sip Red, thank you for texting me, because I was in the process of making plate number two.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit. What?
Right. TL even said that you were going to have your best of Catrice show tonight.
Right, that's what I thought he was
going to
hook me up, but you
so know what? I'm thinking you're going to be the host tonight. Because
you thought I was just
going to
be off the chain, huh? Yeah.
Wilder to call in. I'm still looking for Mel and Puss in Boots. I hope.
Puss in Boots is right here. What's up, Zeke? How you doing?
Okay. Yeah.
What's happening?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I don't know what the fuck
you
said. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I said. I'm right here, Puss in Boots. Happy Thanksgiving to your incredible Hulk looking at it. How about that? Let's start off with that.
Why can't we be thankful and not call anybody names? Is that possible?
He talked about my picture that you posted of me. And you said, this Mississippi Red, for the whole world to know. And then he going to make a smart-ass remark. You like, is he standing up? And you going to talk about damn near.
You know, Mississippi Red, you know I love you, right? You know you like my...
I love you, of course.
Next to you and Mayo, y'all like my top fans, you know, so... You know, I give my props up to y'all because y'all be holding it down. All kinds of shit y'all be talking, but you holding it down. I appreciate you.
It was funny.
So Zeke, what you eat today? What you eat today, Zeke?
Pussy. Did you hear what she said?
You had pussy today?
Hell no.
She had pussy pie. You pussy pie. Pussy
pudding. Hey, you know,
no,
he's playing a lot.
He's scared to eat pussy. He act like it's something nasty. Dude, is you like for real Puss in Boots? Are you like 2 years old? Get your grown man on. Eat some pussy.
I ain't been eating it. So what the fuck? I ain't been eating it.
That's why you ain't been free.
Huh?
See?
The usual. I got my blueberry pomegranate blast and some steel reserve.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. Yeah, I'm full as hell, man. You know, I mean, I ain't got much to talk about, really, y'all, because I'm trying to enjoy my Thanksgiving. You know, and I think what I'm going to do is probably give y'all another 30, 40 minutes, and then I'm going to go ahead and just let it go. Because I really want to spend my day with my family. That's important to me.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know,
that's important.
You know, what, man, so what, You been to anybody's houses today? What y'all eat? Did you eat everybody food up? Did you take some play phones in? What happened?
I went over to my mama's house.
Yeah.
Now
I'm over, my friend's house, and it's her birthday and Thanksgiving.
Okay. So she doing it up there.
She ain't doing shit. She waiting on her husband to come home.
I did his big man.
Dang.
You waiting on her.
So you just chilling. You just sitting there chilling.
With a hard dick, cause I tried to fuck him.
You heard what you said, didn't you?
I heard what you said.
Glad to fuck me, but I wouldn't let her.
Oh, why you won't let her?
Nah,
she better go into rape mode. I said she better go into rape mode.
Go into what mode?
Rape mode.
Rape. Oh, she tried. You sure motherfucker tried.
See?
Hell no.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shit, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to get cool. Y'all have no idea how we doing this show right now. So I'm on one phone, and I'm on another phone, and got the switchboard up. Okay. So I got two phones in my hand, and normally I'm on the, you know, normally I got my little headset. I'm chilling, just doing. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. What happened? Let me tell y'all something that happened to me this week. All right, so I'm chilling now, and I'm going out to the store, and this dude come up to the truck. Now, I'm not always from Georgia. I was born and raised on the west side of Chicago, and this dude come up to the truck, and he grabs the handle of the truck to open the door. And I look at him, and I said, "What you doing?" He said, "Open the door." I said, "What the fuck's up? I want to ask you something." I said, "If you can't ask me behind this glass, I can't help you." He's like, "Oh, okay." Well, can you give me $50? Can I give you $50? Now, this motherfucker then proceeded to hit everybody that's in the parking lot asking for some money, and this one woman finally gave him $20, and then he looked at me. He said, "See, I didn't mean no harm. I just needed some money." "Oh, well, you ain't getting nothing from me, motherfucker, not holding my door open, not grabbing my door." I said, so it just made me think, how, you know, what gives you the right to actually touch somebody else's vehicle to proceed to open the door to get in there? I'm not understanding. I mean, what possessed him to do that? He could have got shot.
Right, I was just going to say that.
And okay, so what does that have to do with West Side Chicago Vice Lord being
there? I didn't say Vice Lord. You put the Vice Lord in there. I was just making a statement that I don't sit there with my door unlocked while I'm sitting waiting in my vehicle, while some people do. You know, a lot of people down here don't even lock their doors, but you know damn sure I'm going to lock my motherfucking door, regardless of where I am, country or not. It's going to be locked. So I'm talking more on my home training. You know what that is. You know, we all got to have some home sense of home training and know what the fuck going on.
Right, but the same thing's going on the west side of Chicago if you go on the north side of Milwaukee. It's no different.
Right. Right. It doesn't matter. Anything can happen anywhere.
In any hood. And I feel you
in anywhere. Things can happen,
any
things
hood,
can happen
anywhere.
You know,
right.
But it's just about the fact that person expected my door to be unlocked when they reached to go to the door, to the handle itself and to open it.
Mm-hmm.
They expected it to be unlocked. And then it said, "Open the door."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Who the fuck is you?" You know? That's the point. You know, why would you even fix yourself to go to somebody's car door and try to open it? You don't even know who the hell they are.
Because they're used to doing that Southern hospitality. I mean, they can have, the doors can be unlocked at night. You know what I'm saying? People can leave their car doors unlocked.
because you're in the South. You know, they used to that Southern hospitality, but for some of us who are from the Midwest, you know, ain't used to that. So maybe that's what he was used to, and just, you know, asking you for a little bit of change.
Okay, yeah, but now you get fucked up, you coming over to my damn door.
Right. I feel you on that. But
this is the 21st century. We don't touch those up in this motherfucker. You stand
right
in the good distance.
Not on
okay
the suburbs.
I need to see your whole body, your feet. You need to stand at least, give me 5-10 feet so I can see you. So I have enough time to react.
You better tell them they better not be touching the suburban. Not the suburban. Not the big truck.
Man. We got Buck
over
here. We got Buck and Puss and Boo. They sitting
there waiting.
Oh, damn.
A half thing,
giving it in.
And that was a nice truck, too, man.
You like my truck?
You hear me? I said, that was a nice truck. Hell, if I wasn't one of your biggest fans, I probably would have jacked your ass.
Man, you gonna leave my truck alone, shit. You can have the motherfucker. You can take the note with it too. Shit. You like it so much, you can have the note that come with it. I ain't discriminating. I ain't mad. I ain't
did somebody
mad.
Tickle his ass with a feather?
Man, that Mississippi Red, that's how he laughs, man.
That motherfucker sound like he got a nigga right behind him with a feather just tickling his ass off.
You stupid.
Motherfucker, ha, 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 ha. They made a rap about that, the motherfucking rapping dude. Da, ha, da, ha.
Yeah.
That's
the point. Hey, what Merrill at? Somebody, what do you say?
Merrill ain't on.
Merrill on some bullshit.
Man.
I called her last night. I called her tonight. See if she's going to be
what
on the
show.
What
did you do with calling my boo?
What?
You
your boo.
What I said?
That's your own paper. Well, from what I hear, she don't plan on making no trip to Detroit. As far as the bet went, it is null and void. It was just a fun-ass bet because she didn't know what her own G-spot was, but you did, and I did. I know where every female's G-spot is, 2 inches in and up in the same. I told her, I said, you got your clip.
I know, I said, she got a big-ass mouth.
Oh, yes, she do. She talks too
motherfucking much. That's why
she
I
do.
Got something to fit in all that motherfucker. They hit every cavity she got.
Oh, wow.
I told her that. I called Zeke and told him we had a conversation. And then he was like, he got mad. He was like, what'd you tell Mr. Red that for? And I told him myself, I said, you shouldn't have did that. That was between y'all.
That's right. See, she talked to motherfucking money. And you do too. You gotta be
the host for Miss Motherfucking American Most Wanted.
Telling that motherfucking thing, nigga. You need to plead the fifth too. Shit. Hey Melissa, you see telling all your shit you telling?
Man, Melissa ain't on the phone, Melissa.
Oh, I thought she was on the phone.
Nah, she ain't
on. How you telling on yourself?
Well, I don't give a fuck.
Man, why the nigga come over here? You got an open window right there. Man, okay.
Too much dead air. Somebody start talking.
Radio right now.
Hey, man. I'm peeping out the window, making sure this girl husband don't pull up.
Mm-mm.
You think there's no internet up in there?
Hey, y'all
got shit to talk about. I'm not gonna play some music.
Okay, well, somebody.
Y'all I got shit to talk about. Shit. Pop, motherfucker. Hell,
I'm
I got shit to
look,
talk about.
I'm
not drunk.
I'm talking.
I'm drunk.
I'm talking.
You got.
I
you
am too.
Who all on the line?
It's just y'all. It's just you, Mississippi Red, and me. And we got Buck in the truck over here. We got my sister on the other side of me. I'm full as a tick. I'm ready to get drunk.
We got Nikki.
We got Nikki. I ain't seen
Nikki
now. Nikki been there. Let's see what it was. All right, you know what? Hold on. Let me see if I can locate now. Y'all hold tight. This is, I don't know. What the fuck? Buck choking and shit. Hold on a second. Let's see.
You got some bigger than bro.
Man. Okay, we're going to play this. Y'all hold tight.
I don't got me open. You got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping. Just for some time.
Half man, half amazing. Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. This is Catrice, and I am glad to be here, thankful to have my family and enjoying the evening and taking it easy. All right, I think I got Mississippi Red on the line. Mississippi Red, just hold tight. I don't have you on yet. I'm having some technical difficulties, and I shall be back in just shortly. All right, y'all, so what you thankful for? You know, what are the things that you're thankful for? You know, I'm thankful for my family. A lot of things have gone on this year that have been interesting. I'm not even going to complain about them. I'm not even going to trip. But, yes, it has been interesting, and I am glad that I am able to, you know, see another day and do what I can. You know, so. Now, I'm trying to get the system up. I can see what I can do here. But it seems like it's going to want to operate for me very well. I can't even get no music on, nothing. I'm just basically talking to myself. You know, now, I did learn some interesting things tonight. I am having Thanksgiving with a family. I've never had Thanksgiving with this, my sister's in-law. So this is interesting, say the least. But I will say that it is so nice to see family get together and just kind of joke and just, you know, just talk about all kinds of things and everybody's you know, nationalities and the things that they, you know, they do. It's all blended in, which is fabulous. Which is fabulous. So as I am trying my best to get on to back to my switchboard somehow one moment I shall. Once I get back there, I can we can talk some more. Wait a minute, we almost there. I think we almost there. All that. Man, you know, technology is something that you rely on technology, and when you're thinking, you know, it's always going to be there for you, and then it just shuts right on down, and then you just wait. You know, you just hold up and wait. We got another hour left. All right, now, make sure y'all check out Sherm every Monday night at 7 p.m., and check out TL every Wednesday night, Grit Grind. And then yours truly, Catrice, every Thursday night, 9 p.m., and So Ambitious every Friday night at 8 p.m. Also, she is going to have a special show for you all on Saturday, so make sure you check her out on Saturday, too. All right, I think I can finally get Mississippi Red. And Nikki, are y'all there?
I'm here. Nikki hung up because she was like, I called her back. She was like, I wouldn't trying to be on there with all that music. I wanted to talk some more.
Okay.
So I was like, well, fuck it then. I'll call on my own. I'll call the show
okay.
on my own. Shit.
Well,
you can call me. You
hey.
Can call back on your time whenever you get ready.
Right. Well, which is understandable. But you know what? We have to support our local commerce. This is what the purpose of Lawless Radio is all about.
That's right.
You know, it's so easy to submit your music. You just go to lawlessradio.com, you hit that submit your music button, and then, you know,
but
you just go ahead and do what you do.
But
I understand, you know, a lot of people just like to talk, you know, which is good, and
Nikki,
I appreciate that.
She wants to be a part of Lawless World Order, and that's
mm-hmm.
why I called Mel the other day, and we were on three-way together, and somehow we got, you know, we got cut off.
Oh, okay.
Because only people that can, I mean, Mel knows how to do it. I'm not sure. TL did it for me when I worked with him at the port. So that's
okay.
how I became a part of Lawless World. That's why I'm trying to, and Nikki wants to, she wants to become part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't know
okay.
how to do it.
Okay.
Can
okay.
you? Can you instruct her? Can you walk her through it?
Well, there's nothing, you know, there's really nothing to walk through it. I mean,
you're a part of Lawless World Order, you know, fan, you know, your support, that makes you a part of, you know, Lawless World Order. I mean, that's basically what it does. I mean, so you support it. I mean, it's not like we're going to sit there and put on payroll. I mean.
No, I'm saying, I know I'm talking about when Tio put me on the actual website, Lawless World Order, he put my picture up there. He did everything for me. He said, all you got to do is get your picture. He gave me the name that I wanted, and I told him my password. He's like, nah, you can put a picture on your profile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I don't know how to do it. I mean, is the Lawless World Order website itself still up?
Okay. Well, yeah, We're working on that, and that's supposed to be coming up very soon. And
okay, that's all I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, Catrice, now if you don't want me to talk about this on the show, I have your number if you want me to call you after the fact.
Okay.
I have a couple other questions.
Okay.
You said no.
I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. What you about to shell out on Thanksgiving?
What I asked you when I seen you in Atlanta.
Oh.
The big event, right? That's why.
We're not gonna talk about that right now.
That's what I was asking you. I can always call you. Yeah. You know, and you can, you got my email, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's all in good, but, you know, there's things in motion, and we have to put things in order. You can't just go out and say, okay, we're going to do that. But we ain't forgot. We haven't forgot.
All right. And I reckon there will be, There will be a huge announcement on Grit Grind whenever shit gets done.
I ain't kidding.
I know that. You told me yourself.
That's good.
Anytime there's a huge announcement, it will be made on Grit Grind with the chairman, the president,
himself,
the founder of this company.
Absolutely. So any announcements that will be made by him.
And him only.
And him only.
That's right.
Yes, sir. All right now. So I'm on this thankful day, Mrs. Avery, tell me what you're thankful for this evening.
I'm thankful for basically, you know, my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ has given me an opportunity to have a good job, a roof over my head, a running vehicle, which allows me to get to and from work, and at some point in time having 2-3 part-time jobs. I'm happy to have a beating heart. I'm happy to have the air in my lungs. I got most of my teeth. Right. That is what I was waiting for a laugh out of that. That's why I stopped.
I'm chuckling inside. I mean, because it made me smile. Everything don't have to have a laugh.
When I said I have most of my teeth, I knew it was going to be funny. So that's why I wanted you to laugh at it because, you know, right. So I'm good, you know.
You good.
Right.
I'm happy to see
36 years alive.
That's absolutely right.
You can actually take it. Ain't nobody else here, is it? Ain't nobody else in the show? Puss and Boots is gone. Mel is gone.
Yep, it's just you and I.
Okay, well, just take it out. I mean, I know you want to enjoy it with your family. Just let me know when I can give you a call on your private number.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You let me know that now.
Okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow be good.
Okay.
Anytime tomorrow.
All right, you going to take it out with Donnie tonight?
I'm going to take it out with Donnie tonight. Hold on, don't go nowhere.
Let me get Donnie first.
What'd you say?
Running Invisible Man.
Running
and the other joint he got.
Okay, because I gotta find a, you know, it's gonna take a minute. You know, I'm really thankful. I'm thankful for everybody. You know, this right here, this whole.
You know, I need to fuck a Bill Holiday, but I apologize for that because I feel like I fucked it up. But I just thought it was, I wouldn't think about the holiday. I just came from my mama's house. I came home specifically to hear the raw deal, and I didn't realize that it was going to fuck your holiday up with your family also. So for that, I do apologize, all right?
Oh, Mrs. Lamb, I mean, ain't nothing fucked up. Everything is kosher. This is great.
But I know you was having a good damn time with your
father. You know what? I'm telling you, you don't understand. You helped me because I'd rather be on the phone with you all. You saved me. I mean, I'd rather be on the phone with you all, chilling. And then I'm hanging out with the family. We're going to take it out with some Donnie Williams. But you know what? I do want to say this. I appreciate you, Mr. Everett, because that means you are such a dedicated fan. Anybody that's so dedicated to Lawless World Order is something else. This is great. Because you took the time out to send me a message and say, hey, you know what? I was so wrapped up in family, time got away from me. You know, and I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Everett. You have Catrice out real, real big for that. That's what's up. So, yes, I want everybody, y'all, to have a fabulous Thanksgiving. You know, I am really thankful for a whole lot of things. I'm thankful for the fact that I have an opportunity to get on a radio show and just speak my mind without anybody questioning or just, you know, so you can actually hear me. You know, you have to hear the masses. And people have to hear you so they can really understand you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get everybody. I don't do anybody wrong. Don't disrespect for you. But I do try to help and guide you in the right direction. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, Ms. Tipperett, is there any parting words you would like to talk about this evening before we go?
Next time I meet you, I will have your rose.
You will have my rose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that next time is, be it if it's in the big.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Yeah,
we got a call on the line, y'all.
Uh oh.
We got a call. Hold on. Who's this?
All right.
This is a 901. Who's this on the line?
Ashley Burnett, calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
What's up, Ashley? How you doing? From Memphis, Tennessee. How you be?
How you doing?
I'm good. What you doing, girl?
Hey, I'm trying to digest all this food, man. Chillings, greens, over here sitting.
I know that's what's up. Say hey to Mississippi Red, Ashley.
What's up, Mississippi Red? How you doing?
What up, Ashley?
Man, if you got the computer up, y'all got to turn it down because we're hearing that feedback.
Y'all got some good hearing. I just turned it down.
it's just like the radio. It's just like the radio. You can't have it all in the background. You got that feedback. All right, so tell us what you're thankful for, girl.
I'm thankful for them chillings I just ate. I mean, thankful to be alive to see another Thanksgiving. Mostly thankful for my fiance, John, who's been a very good support system, you know, since we've been together. So that and my
family. That's what's up. Man, so is this your first time calling into the Raw Deal? Tell us how you reached out to us. How you know about the Raw Deal?
I see everything, you know. And I'm just gonna say this: y'all never know who's calling in. Just like y'all don't know who I am calling in. You know, I do a lot of surfing on the internet, and I like to network with other people in the industry.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You never, and you're right. You make a very good point. You never know who you are gonna reach out to.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta trust it, and keep it moving. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. This Thanksgiving is cool. You know, I got Mississippi Red on there. I got a new fan on the air. That's what's up. We chilling out. What we do on Thursday night, we just kind of chill, take it easy. Mississippi Red, you really chilling this evening, honey?
No, I wasn't too much chilling here. I was just hoping we was going to have the show tonight. You know, that's all I wanted. I wanted to hear me some Catrice, some Lynn. I want the show to go on. You know what I'm saying? I wanted the raw deal. I didn't. Like I said, like I said before, when I see you at the big event, whenever the hell it is, I'll make sure, trust and believe, I'm going to give you a roll.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna hold it against you.
I might give you a dozen. You want thorns in there?
Oh my goodness, thorns! Why would you give me roses with thorns? What man gives a woman roses with thorns?
All right.
Man. Yeah, wait a minute, hold on. This is Catrice. You listen to the raw deal. Y'all hold tight, honey. Johnny Williams.
Make a way.
Welcome back, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, the good my girl, Ashley, she hung up. Oh, well, well, we hope she'll call back in. If not, we do appreciate you, girl. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. All right, now we got that Donnie Williams running, and then we're going to hit it up with Invisible Man. But you know what? Before we go, let's go ahead and give Mississippi Red his last hurrah. What's going on, Mississippi Red?
I'm still here, sweetheart. I'm glad the show, you know, like they always say, the show must go on.
The show must go on. That's absolutely right. The show must go on. You know, we got to do what we got to do and keep it going. I know what, I am going to give me some of my banana pudding. I made two good pans of banana pudding.
Okay. Yeah. I would ask for some of that, you know. My mom is a caterer, and you know she is. She worked for Blue Cross until her retirement, like 4 years ago. And you know, but while she was working, every holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, me and my sister were growing up. We just remember big meals and people just coming all around the house. Uncles, aunties, you know, cousins, everything. Banana pudding, the cheesecake, lemon meringue pie, all that. And in recent years, she has scaled back on the cooking because she, of course, is getting older. And it's like something that I'm trying to get from her, like her lemon meringue pies. I know how to make now. And it's only a few people to come back now because she don't make the big meal that she used to make when, you know, we were kids. And it's like
let me say this, okay.
My mama is a caterer. She is willing to go outside of the city of Milwaukee to cater to whomever event, whatever event you like, just like you do the party. You do the parties, you do. And I meant to ask you about that. Well, like I said, we're not gonna talk about that over the air. We're gonna talk about that actually on your private number. If you come to Milwaukee, I just wanna see what that's gonna be about. Right.
This nigga,
okay. What Puss in Boots got to say?
I said, you a lonely motherfucker.
I'm a lonely motherfucker.
See, but when I travel, my hostess, they pay for my plane ticket when I come do my event. So,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, you gotta make it worth my while. I don't just go out to my events and not free.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what about that?
Hey, we gonna get this nigga some motherfucker. We gonna get him a monkey or something to play with.
You talking about your profile pic?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just like that toy monkey too.
Hell yeah.
That toy monkey looking motherfucker. That's why you put it in there. You just look just like it.
I was looking at that. You commented on my page. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And
that's
going, oh, shit.
Right. Because he know that's him.
Oh, man.
It's just y'all two of them?
It's just us. That's it. I just stopped playing the music, and it's just us. Shit, I'm about fucked up. I really want some banana pudding, but I don't
need
that now.
Listen here. Put some boots. Listen here.
Yeah.
Lynn wants to, she really wants to take it off. You know, just tell him you got to get it hot before you get it wet. And she just wants to eat some banana pudding, so leave her fucking be. If you are a true lawless radio fan. See us at the big event whenever it comes to fruition.
Oh my goodness!
It seemed to me that you just a shit starter. And I don't give how big, how strong you is. I'm only 5'3", but I'll still kick your ass and get more pussy than you.
Who's a shit starter?
In the world.
You might be more pussy, but you ain't kicking no ass.
Uh-oh.
I can kick your ass and I can eat more ass. How that sound?
I
believe you. Hey, but you know what? I did use the cage fight.
What did he say?
I used the cage fight.
Okay,
how many
more
did you have to
play
through that?
You talking about knocking motherfuckers out. Put them in submission holes and shit.
Yep.
Fuck that. Mm-mm.
Okay, I bet you. I'll tell you them.
Now,
okay,
just put him in a submission hole and stick a broom up his ass.
Ooh,
that's some gay shit right there. You want to stick a broom up my ass? You want to stick your dick up my ass, too?
I was okay with the submission hole, but you went
right
to talking about violating the motherfucker.
Right.
That's right. He's somebody kicking my ass, so I got to violate it.
Wow.
You talking about violating. I mean, you done went
right
down to...
That was some serious...
You couldn't just whip his ass out.
I gotta make him feel less than a man.
Oh, man.
Less than a man.
Thick broom, straight up his asshole.
Well, you less than a freak.
You ain't never get in contact with male?
Now, how you gonna stick a broom stick up my ass to be a less of a man, but you less of a man because you don't eat pussy? Now you're a stale man. You less of a freak.
Well,
let's start with that.
That's all right.
What you scared of? What you scared of?
Maybe you eat enough of it for me.
Do what now?
I just don't like putting my mouth where my dick go.
You don't like
okay, but okay, so
dick.
Female suck your dick,
you don't kiss
her.
Hell no, I don't kiss nobody.
If I can't kiss somebody,
and you don't eat no pussy.
No, listen.
Nope.
If I just kiss somebody that just sucked my dick and I know my dick is clean,
you got
a problem with it.
You
got a problem with it. Now my thing with my dick, I'm not gonna let a female suck my dick and it ain't clean. Now if I can make her suck it and I kiss on the mouth, you damn skippy, I'm gonna do that because my dick is always
like
gonna be clean.
You gotta want to suck a dick. If she's sucking dick and you kissing her,
you kissing her, you showing her that it's no big deal. It's like
she sucked the dick and then you kiss her.
Puss in Boots made a big deal about it.
She sucking his dick and then he kissed her afterward.
It's clean. My dick always gonna be clean.
I mean, they may kiss.
Oh, no. Kiss my ass.
It's something wrong with your dick, then.
Well, it's something wrong with my dick.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
It's meant for the hole. It's meant to be in a hole, not an asshole, and not for me to be kissing on it as it come out of my mouth.
It's your dick. If you can't kiss your own dick, it's something wrong with your hygiene, nigga.
So you'll suck your own dick?
No.
Ron Jeremy did.
I said, would you suck your own dick?
Okay. I don't want you to suck your own dick.
Mississippi Red, would
you
suck your own dick?
If your girl sucks your dick and if she wants to give you a kiss, I don't see anything wrong with it. That right there,
okay,
I see anything wrong with it. Now you're going to the next stage. Now, if you can suck your own dick, you's a bad motherfucker.
Mississippi Red, would you suck your own dick?
Did you ever suck your tongue? It's a part of your anatomy. When you was a baby, as long as you know it was clean, you will suck your thumb.
So you're, Mo, I ain't sucked my thumb as a baby.
You a damn lie. Everybody, all babies have sucked a finger.
Not me.
Been into
I ain't sucked no motherfucking thumb.
How you know? You was too young.
Because I know. I'll still be doing it, motherfucker.
Well, I'm saying you was probably too young to even know it.
Nah. I can remember everything my whole fucking life.
Do you remember getting circumcised? Right. Do you remember getting circumcised? Do you remember getting circumcised?
Look, man.
That's it, Lynn.
You
going
to answer the question, Mr. Dredd. I mean, yes or no?
As far as.
Okay. Well,
ain't no fun shit. Would you suck your own dick?
I don't need to. I got females to do it for me.
That ain't the fucking question. Would you suck your own dick?
Would I suck mine? You said, would I suck my own dick?
That's what I done said it 50 times.
Yeah, I mean, how many times we got to say it, Mr. Boy?
What type of gay ass question is that to ask another man? That's some gay ass shit.
Hold on. You just said.
That's some gay ass shit.
You suck your thumb. That's a part of your anatomy.
I'm talking
now
about
when I
ask
it. You,
talking to him, though.
I mean, if I'm a sucker, I might as well jack. I'll still get the same satisfaction. I mean, if I can jack, if I can suck it, I'll just jack. To get my nut. I'm not going to nut in my own mouth. You know what I'm saying?
But you're a suck it till you get ready to nut.
I'm not going to. Mrs. Red keep pausing. He ain't coming out saying yes or no.
That's not a question you answer in public.
Who that is?
The Buck. He said he's stuck in the old day.
Buck.
Yeah.
That's Buck.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you say, Buck?
You don't answer no question like that in public.
What?
But if that means it's a yes, then.
I didn't hear what he
said.
No,
he got a
Buck, what the hell did you say?
Hold on. Okay, Buck, repeat that one more time.
Okay, the question was, would you suck your own dick? Was that the question?
That's right.
That's what Puss in Boots asked me. That was the question he proposed to me.
You don't answer questions like that in public. You answer that shit in private.
Well, if you got to answer that shit in private, it must be, yeah, you would do it.
I ain't about to tell nobody. That's no shit like that. Shit.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
If a motherfucker can't got to answer that in private, that means he'll do it.
Well,
now, fuck
like
you, do it.
Well, first off, it sounds like the person you asking, the first person you asked, it sounds like they're stalling on giving you an answer. So that might
That's
be the
right,
because
he'll suck his dick in another man's too.
Whoa. Wow.
No, who said that? I didn't say that.
Is that the
answer that you got out of Puss in Boots question?
I mean, you didn't. All I was saying was he asked a question and you hesitated, and so I was, you know, the first thing I would say was no. And then, you know,
right.
But, I mean, you can't suck your own dick unless you actually try. I mean,
if I could, I might as well just jack.
Like, what? That don't make no fucking sense.
Why come it don't?
Look, Rice Dick, if your dick was bigger, you'd suck it.
Well, I'm not Ron Jeremy. I ain't Ron Jeremy.
You're a second, motherfucker.
I ain't Ron Jeremy.
I know your ass. Your ass is Pee Wee Herman. All right, dick. Now, see, if you had a dick the size of mine, you could suck it.
Okay, you just telling everybody that.
Well, it's the truth.
You can tell everybody that, and you ain't no way here to prove it. Ain't no male around there. Ain't no land.
Well, you know
there.
What? I had just left a chick house. I should have told her to tell you because she was so trying to suck
should.
That motherfucker.
Well,
I wasn't even there.
Should have because I already had Nikki to prove that I was a freak. So whenever every time you get with a female, she should be on the motherfucking show and say how big a freak your ass is.
I ain't finna suck none of they pussies.
You ain't a freak then.
Not like that.
You're not a freak. No, I'm a true freak.
Okay, yeah.
You're not a true freak. All right.
Zeke is a different freak, and Mississippi Red, you're a whole kind of different freak.
No,
I'm a nasty freak.
You're a nasty freak.
See, what he's starting to realize is all that freaky shit he doing, that's what they be wanting to do to me. So I ain't got to do shit but lay there.
So you lay there. You lay there and get your dick sucked. You lay there and they can ride you. Is that all the fuck you doing?
Oh, I fuck too, but when I get ready.
But I'm saying when you lay there, you can lay there and get fucked. They can ride your ass.
Oh, yeah. But
that's
see, I ain't got to. Listen, man, I done did all my motherfucking work. Now I just lay back and enjoy the ride.
Oh, so you the lazy fuck? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying women, right? Now, this is the honest truth. Women be so much in a hurry to please me that they don't want me to do shit but lay there.
That's to please you. That's a damn.
You just lay there and let them ride your ass. You like, okay, I ain't
got to
do shit.
I don't know what it is about a nigga with a big fat dick. They just want to suck the motherfucker.
So they want to please you.
And then I asked this one chick, I said, why you always want to suck my dick? She said, because it's big. I said, damn, that's it. And then this one chick I got, this is one of the prettiest girls I ever seen in my life. I had never fucked her. Never fucked her. All she do is suck my dick. She will not let me fuck her.
Well, you know what, Lynn, only thing I got to say about that, he has not brought any females on the show, and they cannot verify for him. These are story tales that he's telling about himself.
He needs verification. He needs to verify.
If he wants to become the freak of the week.
The freak of the week when you on.
Okay.
Nigga, I don't
really have it. You the freak of the century, so...
Until he can, he will not get the plaque. He will not get an award. He will not get shit to put on his wall until he can top my ass. You sitting up here telling all these stories. You have yet to have a female to verify your shit.
Does every man out there have to verify things before they can just, you know, have that claim, I eat pussy, so a chick need to get on there and verify, you know,
They have to have somebody, anybody can make up a story. Anyone can make up a story and go online and go on the air.
This is what you call, radio. If you have an imagination, you can make up anything you want to make up. That's your damn prerogative.
Right. Ain't nobody got a lot of kickers to your little bitty ass.
Oh, I'm a bitch. You call me a bitch now.
I didn't call you a bitch. I said little bitty ass.
Bitty.
Okay, I thought they were calling you. Hold up. Time out. Okay, we don't call each other out. Hey, ain't no name calling up in this piece. I thought you were a little bitty ass. I got family in Detroit now.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, they stay in the east side, too.
You about to bring up your little ass up.
I'd rather be a little bitty ass than a bitch ass.
I ain't calling you no bitch.
I just said I'd rather be a little bitty ass than a bitch. Somebody called, is that Puss in Boots called mail again? Okay.
Somebody calling somebody. It ain't me.
Ain't me.
The number or code you have dialed is.
No, Nancy, what y'all doing?
That's really
okay.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
That was
all
my
right.
phone, dude, for shit.
Man,
okay,
y'all,
somebody
y'all
call my. Somebody call
my. All right,
Lynn.
Lynn,
you call my name.
What's up?
Man, hold on, Mr. Red.
That's Buck.
Yep. Okay. All right, Thomas.
Yeah.
You there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we can hear you. Now, you said you didn't get no food. You had to run out the door. What time you get off?
I get up, like I said, I don't get off till 7 in the morning.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get no food today?
No, it wasn't even, by the time I went to sleep, it was, you know what I mean, it was, my pops was still working on the dressing, so.
Oh, dang.
You know, and I followed this when I got to work at night.
Did you take a plate with you?
I got that locked down now.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, don't fall asleep now, you got to protect yourself.
Wait a minute, no,
oh,
let me
see,
ask
you know
let me ask Buck,
right.
Let me ask Buck Horton.
What's your name, Mr. Red?
Let me ask Buck's question. Did you see the pic Lynn posted on Facebook?
Last month, recently?
What did I post on Facebook?
You said, this is Mississippi Red.
Oh, did you see the picture? You talking about that picture I posted?
The one you showed me?
Yeah,
and then put some boots in, and somebody, I'm like, oh Lord, and I forgot that was I even forgot that I posed for you because I was so fucking drunk. You knew I was drunk.
Wow,
I was drunk as fuck, and Buck, I was hoping that you could make it because I wanted to meet you in person also, and I gave Lynn, I kept hugging her. I'm so glad you came. You know, because she loves to me, you know. She was happy that a fan finally met her. You know what I'm saying? Well, I should say, as a fan, was happy to meet Katrina. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, so I'm so happy to find the fan to meet me. And yes, Mississippi Red is as short as Avatar. And yes, I am. I kept trying to tell y'all motherfuckers, I'm only 5'3". Y'all think the voice, because I have such a bass heavy voice, I'm like 6'10". I'm very short. I came underneath a titty.
Oh,
underneath
wow.
Right. Did she tell you
wow.
that?
No,
you,
no.
What,
yeah.
I came underneath her titty.
Dude, that picture, that picture like, I don't know,
I'm very
six
short.
Feet. Shit. I'm like, shit, that's not a friend, that's a bodyguard. if you listen to the voice, shit. You know? I kid you not.
Hey, you either love me or you hate me.
Do that, bro.
Make your decision right now. Hey, but, yeah, we trying to land and book. When we have this event, will y'all both be there?
Hold on.
Lynn, you there?
Yeah.
Buck, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Lynn told me that when y'all went all the way, she laughed all the way to y'all birthday party in Jacksonville. Y'all, she laughed.
Oh, yeah.
She laughed all the way about Mississippi Red. Yeah. Okay, so I will want to meet you in person also.
All right.
If the big event comes to fruition, and it's not going to be, and it's not going to be announced until the chairman, he's going to announce it himself. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Now we'll put the
All right, Zeke, you there, man? You go.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Well, you know what, y'all? I'm gonna take these last 11 minutes out, and I'm just gonna go on and run it on out. I want to have a nice evening. We are gonna bring Thomas back. He had the feedback. We had to put him on mute. Thomas, you have a great Thanksgiving. You take it easy out there. Be safe. If he's coming back, I don't know. Phone may freeze. Shit, I don't know. In any case,
it don't matter.
Y'all
hey.
Take it easy. It don't matter.
Just thanks for taking that picture for me. I didn't realize until you put it on Facebook a couple of days ago. I'd laugh at it myself. I was drunk as fuck and didn't even realize how to. I did the jail pose. You told me. I did the jail pose, and you finally put it there for the world to see. Send it out to everybody. Send it out to. I know Puss and Boo seen it. Send it out to Mel, send it out to Piano Man, and Donnie. Send it out
there
to everybody. Just so Lawless, biggest fan, Kevin L. Franz, a.k.a. Mississippi Red, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Give him my number. Give everybody my number. I don't get no fuck. Just give him my number.
Hey. You just want it. Just let it roll, huh?
Give him my number.
Okay.
You got my permission. You got my permission. Give it to everybody. Hell.
Okay. Not a problem. Right.
Do that. Yep.
Not a problem. That'll work. Damn, my switchboard froze on me. I can't even do nothing. That's just so fucked up, man. I can't do nothing. I can't pull nobody off hold. Can't put y'all on. Can't do shit. That's what happens. You know, it's all good. You know, we got another 10 minutes out. We're gonna see what we can do. Make it what we can. We got everybody out. All right, we got Johnny Williams, Invisible Man. Mr. Thomas, you got anything to say before we get out there?
None whatsoever, y'all. Y'all just have a good holiday and talk to y'all soon.
You have a good holiday, too. You know what, y'all? I'm going to catch y'all next Thursday. That's how we do. And Mississippi Red, you have a good evening. Y'all drink it up.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later, Zeke. Y'all have a good one. We're going to run some Johnny Williams. All right. We're going to run some Diamond Williams on this, y'all. Just 1 second, as soon as I can get them going. And we're going to be out. But first, you know what? We're going to hit this. You know what? Ain't this some shit? This right here, we done got all kinds of things going on. Invisible Man, Donnie Williams, y'all.
Things for you, trying to do the things that a man should do, spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark, holding you around town, with the right top down, down, the wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare, wishing they were you, telling me what to do, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you,
my soul and my mind.
made you feel with the love, but was it real? I'm tired of this mess. All I do is stress about where you were and who you done and who you with. Girl, I'm so confused, as I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going on like that no more, like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it to win it. Then you started tripping. Girl can't see that it's me she's dreaming of. box. I'm invisible. Never.